Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, you know Bruce Springsteen's playing on Broadway now?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Rich has tickets. His wife, Kelly, is a little annoyed that that's all he's talking about, so she wanted us to give him a little Brian Bellbuster to bring him down to earth a little bit. So we called him as a Ticketmaster.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Rich.
Hey, this is Rich.
Hi, Rich. Tim from Ticketmaster here.
Hi.
I have it here that you've got your tickets for Bruce Springsteen, the Springsteen on Broadway acoustic solo performance. You have the tickets for that?
Yeah, because the tickets are all set to go.
Excellent.
Just print them out, right?
Well, it's a little more involved because this is just an intimate night with Bruce, his guitar, piano, and Bruce's stories.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, we've verified that it's you. You've filled out all that stuff, and you had the survey that you filled out when you got your tickets?
Yeah, I filled it out, sure.
It's a little formality. We kind of have to go over these. It's kind of an audience screening. And
an audience screening?
Mr. Springsteen likes to make sure that the theater is actually filled with true fans.
Oh, well, I mean, I go back to Asbury Park. I've been a fan forever. I've seen him a bunch of times.
It does seem like you're a fan, so that's awesome. But, you know, we've looked at your profile, and Mr. Springsteen actually has a few issues with your profile.
What?
Yes, and he actually has these questions that he wanted us to ask you as part of this audience screening. Rich, were you standing at a Fleetwood Mac show recently?
Yeah, we saw Fleetwood Mac.
Were you standing up, like at the show?
Yeah, I mean, just getting into it. I mean, everyone was standing up.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Springsteen doesn't want anyone standing at this show because it's that intimate scene.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
I really just was, everyone else is standing, so I thought, you know.
I gotcha. That's fine. You know, that shouldn't be a problem.
I want to be able to see the show. So,
Have you eaten at a Chick-fil-A recently?
Well, I don't get what that has to do with anything.
Bruce doesn't really like their politics that much, so he doesn't like people that eat at Chick-fil-A.
Well, it's chicken.
Maybe switch to KFC for the time being, you know?
Popeyes.
I've never seen an artist that's this detailed, really.
I guess they call him the boss for a reason, right?
That's true. He is the boss, you know?
Fine. KFC.
Okay,
whatever.
All right. Did you play Born in the USA at your 4th of July cookout?
Yeah, I played a lot of music.
Well, see, Bruce originally wrote that song as kind of a protest song, and Mr. Springsteen does not like when people play it as kind of like a rah-rah song, you know? He's not sure you really get what he's doing with his music.
It's a great song. I play songs I like in my cookout. Is that against the law now?
Well, I'm just kind of going off of Bruce's questions here, you know?
I mean, you're telling me I can't eat Chick-fil-A? You're telling me he's going to approve my playlist for my cookouts?
Well, I mean, you know, it's Bruce really has an idea of who he wants in the audience. I'm afraid we are going to have to refuse your ticket request.
I paid for the tickets already. I paid for the tickets. I paid for a hotel.
I'm just from Ticketmaster,
so I bought the tickets from.
Tickets
from Ticketmaster.
So I don't have anything to do with the hotel. You might be able to get a refund on the hotel. It's early enough. But you clicked the agree button, so we aren't going to issue any refunds because you filled out the survey and everything.
You can't take my tickets, so I paid for the tickets.
Because of the special show. It was in the fine print. You checked that box. You know that?
I know one reads the fine print.
Actually, here's another one here. What station do you listen to your Bruce Springsteen? Is there a local station you listen to?
You know, I listen to WRR, whatever.
Do you ever hear the Brian Bellbusters on WROR?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
This is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally.
Oh, you...
Your wife, Kelly, knew how excited you were for this show and just thought it'd be fun to mess with you.
Oh,
you're okay. You can play Bruce at your cookouts. You can go to Chick-fil-A.
You can stand up at
Fleetwood Mac shows if you really want to.
All right, I'm going.
You have a great time at the show. Keep listening to Bruce Springsteen on WROR and keep listening to the Lorna Wally show. And you can get Kelly back when it is her birthday, okay?
Yeah, I will. She better look out.
All right.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.